Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. Our boy Tom.
Hey, Tom, hey.
He's awesome. He sent us an email. He's got some pretty... He has a pretty creative son. Let me just say that.
He's rowdy.
Tom listens to us every morning, Christina, and thank you. We appreciate that. He says, "Hitman, my son is 10, my daughter is 6, and he takes advantage of the fact that she's still gullible. He's told her recently that bananas are giant spiders that wove themselves into a cocoon and became solid. I mean, seriously.
Come on now.
I think the kid's got to be pretty smart to come up with that one. He's also convinced her that if she looks into the end of the remote when someone presses a button, she'll go blind."
Oh, come now.
She always comes to me crying about this stuff. Is it just a phase? Should I punish him? So we want to know this morning, 869-1093, how did you or your brother or sister trick you as a kid?
Right.
Or did something mean to you as a kid?
Yeah, or the opposite.
Christina?
See, here, I was kind of a troublemaker.
You were like the brother in this particular instance.
I was.
What'd you do?
I was a kind of a terrible kid. I would draw on the walls in my room.
Oh.
And my brother and I shared the room at the time. We had a bunk bed kind of situation. And my mom would come in and she's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "I don't know, Eric. He drew and I couldn't help. I couldn't do anything about it."
You blamed it on your brother?
Yeah, and my mom figured it out after like a day because she realized that he didn't know how to spell anything yet. And they were actually words.
Oh, my goodness. So you were going to throw your brother under the bus.
Yep.
What was your brother doing when all this was going on?
I don't know. He was probably picking his nose. Who knows? Who knows what that kid was doing?
Well, you know, my mom used to work on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
And so the minute we knew mom was far away from the house and wasn't coming back, because my mom was pretty good about making you think she left and then came back for something.
Uh-huh.
So we got pretty good at knowing when she was really gone.
Oh.
My brothers and I, we would hold our sister down, and she hated mayonnaise. And we would shove mayonnaise in her mouth.
That's so terrible. That's so bad.
And we dared her to tell mom. We told her, "If you say anything to mom, it's going to be twice as bad tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That's so terrible. So she never stood a chance.
So she would go to her bedroom and lock the door. Oftentimes, after mom left on Saturday, she got smart and quick coming out of her room.
Yeah. Just don't even talk to your brothers. Lord.
Yeah, when you're the youngest, when you're the only girl with four brothers, life can be tough sometimes. Okay, 869-1093. We want to know, how did you... or maybe your brother or sister tricked you as a kid, or maybe they did something mean to you as a kid. And your parents are just like, "What?" You know? Because I don't think mom ever figured out what we were doing to Rita, shoving that mayonnaise down her mouth.
I mean, who comes up with that? And mayonnaise?
I was the one who would take the mayonnaise and just spread it all over her face.
Oh, God. So you were like the terror of the two of you. Good Lord.
Yeah, because I was the good kid, you know.
Whenever
mom, I was like, "Mom."
Oh, yeah.
I'd hit her with those baby eyes and bat
them.
Sweet
and innocent, and then you turn the table,
yeah,
you flip
always,
the lid, and
yeah,
there you are.
You tell them, "Y'all leave my baby alone," and I'll go, "That's right, Mama."
Nope.
869-1093, the things you did with your siblings as a kid. I want to know. 869-1093, your calls, your stories. They got to be better than Christina and I this morning.
I hope so.
Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman, and Christina. talking about the things that brothers and sisters do to each other that are kind of mean, because Tom's 10-year-old son is really giving it to his 6-year-old sister, telling her some pretty amazing tales.
This kid's creative, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and the sister is kind of freaked out. For example, if she stares into the end of a TV remote while somebody is changing the channel, it will blind her.
That one's my favorite. Why didn't I think of that as a kid?
So we want to know, what mean things did you do to your brother or sister when you were a kid? Or maybe your brother or sister did something mean to you when you were a kid. Christina's guilty. She did something mean to her brother.
I did. I drew on the walls as a kid and, colored and freaking, said things on there. I'm not really sure what I was trying to put, but I put all sorts of stuff on the walls and I thought I was an artist, and my mom didn't like it. So when she didn't like it, I said, oh, right, my brother did that. Eric, he went off on the walls and I tried to stop him, but he was not having it.
Threw the little brother under the bus.
Sure did. She figured it out, though.
We used to hold my sister down and shove mayonnaise in her mouth when Mom was away for work.
Sounds so strange.
It's awesome. She's never let us forget that, by the way. She still gives us a hard time about doing that to her.
I wouldn't let you forget about it either if it were me.
869-1093. We want to know, what mean thing did you do to your brother or sister as a kid? Who's this?
This is Tanner, and I'm the youngest of my family. Well, middle child, but my brother and I were about 3 years apart. I was messing with my older brother. He had a sleeping bag over the top of his head, and I had the bright idea to push him on a concrete floor.
Ooh.
And his face smacked the zipper of the sleeping bag, busted his lip wide open. He had a chunk of his upper lip hanging down.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Long story short, we had to go to the ER. And the entire time, I'm sitting in this waiting room, and I'm looking at my dad, and he's got this look like, you know you screwed up. You're going to get it when you get home.
Right.
Snap.
And, little stuff like that. It's brotherly love.
Brotherly love? Splitting your brother's lip open and ripping out a chunk of his skin?
I don't think that's how it works.
Hey, we love hard, man.
Well, I see that. I see that very hard, as a matter of fact. Oh, my God. I bet your brother's never let you forget it either, has he?
Oh, no. He's treating me like crap every day since.
Oh. See, you got a lifetime enemy now.
We still love each other.
That's the love part of brotherly love.
Yeah, yeah, not too hard, because we see what happens when you love each other very hard.
It's concrete hard.
Right? Yeah, no kidding.
All right, man, that's a great story. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
869-1093. Who rips a chunk of lip out of their brother?
Not me. It's this guy right here.
Oh, my God, this guy was mean. Your calls. It's Power 93.5. Call now. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. What a morning we've had so far.
I'll say.
Talking about Tom's ornery 10-year-old son who's been taking advantage of the gullible sister and, doing some mean things. And it just precipitated a whole conversation this morning about mean things that you did to your brothers or sisters while growing up.
Or the opposite, mean things that your brother or sisters did to you.
While growing up. A lot of comments so far. On Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we've got a ton of them. We've got, actually, this one in particular really, really got me. Basically, this lady, Trina, she told one of her brothers that he was adopted.
Oh.
And then told another brother that at night times, clowns watch their every move. And I had to ask if the brother has issues with clowns now, and fortunately he doesn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like scarring, but it was fun.
I don't like clowns to this day. There's nothing about a clown I found remotely entertaining or appealing, that's for sure. I understand why kids cry when they see a clown.
Oh yeah.
869-1093. You guys are still calling this morning with your stories here at Power 93.5. We got Lala on the phone. Lala, come on, girl. Tell us your story this morning.
When Taco Tico was open,
uh-huh.
Me and my brother decided to go there. But before we left, we put a log on the fireplace. And we came back, and the house was almost on fire. My sister had went out, so we blamed it on her. And my mom was waiting for her when she came in and snatched her up. Boy, it was a mess.
Wait a minute. You almost set your house on fire, you and your brother, and you blamed it on your sister?
She was y'all did, boy. She waited for her all night long to come on, boy. She came in. She didn't even. I said, she must have put it on before she left and went out.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, sometimes the wood don't go all the way in the fireplace. It kind of sticks out a little bit. Good thing she woke up, boy, because it had been a mess.
Not to mention it probably burned the floor of the carpet in front of it.
Oh, yeah, all that. My sister, she won't let me live that one down to this day. She'd be like, all right, I'm going to get you back on that one.
Did your mom ever figure it out?
No, she just always assumed that this child almost burnt the house down.
And she told everybody that for the rest of her life, didn't she?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Every time something come up. I will not to this day say it was me.
You just keep denying.
I just don't understand why you put the log on the fire before you left to go to Taco Tico.
I don't know. It was cold. It was cold out, and we had started early. I was like, oh, I just throw another log on.
So did you ever get to eat your Taco Tico?
Oh, no. That's straight to the trash. That was a done deal after then, you know. Yeah, it was bad. Today, she might crack it up. She'd be like, she finally admitted that she almost burnt the house down. I'd be like, no, until today, I'll be like, oh, no, it wasn't me.
Yeah, you're going to your grave with that aren't you?
I'm taking that with me, yeah.
I bet even once you get to heaven and you run into your mama, that's the first thing you're going to say. I didn't burn the house down, Mom.
I didn't burn that one down. No.
The things we do to our brothers or sisters is Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.